Welcome, and welcome back to the latest edition of Brandler Bits. I'm Jeff Brandler. On Brandler Bits, we've covered an awful lot of topics about feelings, about taking care of yourself, and today is going to be the next extension of that. I was recently on vacation, and as you know, when I'm on vacation, I love to unplug. I love not to deal with anything else other than what I'm experiencing. So I have no connection to the world. I don't pay attention to news. I barely paid attention to sports, barely paid attention to anything else other than what I was doing. And for me, that's really refreshing. But what struck me while I was away was my recollection of the number of people that I've known over the years that work on vacation. And they go on vacation and they take out their laptop and they work and they make phone calls while they're away. And I thought about those people. And I thought about the people who commute every day in their cars, on the bus, on the train, and how they start their day working. They get on the bus or the train, they start working. They come home on the bus or the train, they keep working. They do conference calls in their car. They come home and they do more and more work each and every day. And if you asked any of these people why they do so much work, and why they put themselves through all this extra pain and all this extra dread, they would say, you know, I'm really dedicated to my job. Now, I understand dedication, but I don't understand how people can work and work and work and work. It's just not within my mindset. It's not like they're at the ER, at the emergency room. They're not saving lives. I don't understand it. Not too long ago, I went to a conference in Manhattan, and I took the bus in. And I was the commuter for the day. And I was very excited about this because I don't usually get out of my office much. And as I saw all these people getting on the bus, lined up one by one, slowly making their way onto the bus, it looked like a scene from The Walking Dead. They are dedicated to their jobs, dedicated to the companies that they work for, dedicated for the things that they do, but they are in fact dead. Their dedication has turned them into zombies. Just going through the motions of daily life, and every day is another rinse, lather, then repeat, again, and again, and again. And when I see these zombies, I say, what about work-life balance? What happens to self-care if all I do is work? Sadly, I think I have that answer. A search of the top U.S. medications tells us that in the top 10, there are two blood pressure medications and two cholesterol medications. That's four in the top 10. If you go to spots 10 through 20, you have four medications for depression or anxiety. So if you have symptoms of stress, you take medication. Don't go to the gym. Don't do yoga. Don't do prayer. Don't do medication, don't do self-care, just take a pill. Feel better, and then you are in fact, dedicated. Since the name of my website is Change is Possible, it's something that I truly believe in. So I appeal to all the walking dead out there. I appeal to all the people who work on vacation. I appeal to all the people who can't take time off. You now have an opportunity to make some change. Here's some ideas. Number one, take 30 minutes a day. Take the first 30 minutes of the day. Take the last 30 minutes of the day. Take any 30 minutes of the day. Give it to yourself. It's a gift. Give it to yourself and exercise. Go for a walk around the block. It's exercise. Do something. It's exercise. Do some prayer, meditation, self-care, anything, 30 minutes a day, give it to yourself. Number two, set some limits. Set a time limit. Say, after this time, I'm not going to do any more work. Or set it in the morning. Before this time, I'm not starting to work until this time. Give yourself the opportunity to have some office hours, if you will. Number three, prioritize what has to be done today. You will never run out of work, that's a fact, but you can feel productive doing only what has to be done during your off hours. Note the word off hours. If you make these changes and others, you can decide what's really most important in your life. Rebalance your life and identify what's most important. And if you do that, maybe you can go from dedicated to being alive, balanced, and happy. If you have questions or comments about today's Brandler Bits, feel free to contact me. The easiest way is at my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits. We'll be back with some more bits coming up soon.